This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
An Uber Eats bike courier, Pa Idrissa Manjang, received a payout from Uber after facing racial discrimination due to facial recognition checks. Manjang, who is Black, was unable to access the Uber Eats app due to these checks, which caused him to lose out on job opportunities delivering food. The case raises concerns about the effectiveness of UK law in addressing the use of AI systems, especially when these systems lack transparency and can lead to biased outcomes. The lack of transparency and rushed implementation of automated systems can result in individual harms that may take years to address. The lawsuit arose after several complaints were made about failed facial recognition checks following Uber's implementation of the real-time ID check system in the UK. This system, which utilizes Microsoft's facial recognition technology, requires users to submit a live selfie for verification. According to Manjang's complaint, Uber suspended and eventually terminated his account based on continued mismatches in the photos he had taken for the platform. In October 2021, Manjang filed legal claims against Uber with the support of the Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, and the App Drivers and Couriers Union, ADCU. The litigation process was protracted, with Uber failing to strike out Manjang's claim or order a deposit for the case to continue. The case was described as still being in the preliminary stages in fall 2023. A final hearing was scheduled for November 2024, but it did not take place after Uber offered a settlement payment to Manjang, which he accepted. Unfortunately, the exact details of what went wrong and why have not been made public, including the terms of the financial settlement. Uber has not accepted responsibility for its systems or processes, claiming that facial recognition checks are backed by robust human review. Despite the settlement, the case raises questions about the effectiveness of UK law in governing the use of AI. Manjang's settlement was made possible through a discrimination claim under the UK's Equality Act 2006, which lists race as a protected characteristic. This raises concerns about the fact that an individual had to bring a legal claim to understand how opaque processes affected his work. AI poses unique challenges for employers, lawyers, and regulators, and it is important to recognize that as AI usage increases, it can lead to discrimination and human rights abuses. More transparency and openness from employers about their use of AI is needed, along with clear routes for individuals to challenge the technology. In addition to equality law, UK data protection law is also relevant in this case. Manjang obtained relevant selfie data using data access rights under the UK's GDPR. This provided clear evidence of Uber's ID check failures, leading the company to settle. However, enforcement of these protections is crucial to ensure their effectiveness. The Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, the relevant regulatory body, failed to investigate complaints against Uber despite these ongoing issues with ID checks. Proper enforcement of existing legal and regulatory frameworks is necessary to address potential harms from AI systems. The ICO should be more proactive in this regard, considering whether Uber's processing of personal data was lawful and whether there was a solid data protection impact assessment before implementing the verification app. It is concerning that the government is in the process of diluting data protection laws and has decided not to introduce dedicated AI safety legislation at this time. the current reliance on existing laws and regulatory bodies may not provide adequate oversight for AI risks. The case of the Uber Eats courier highlights the challenges of addressing AI bias and the need for stronger enforcement of existing laws. Transparency, clear routes for individuals to challenge AI decisions, and rigorous data protection assessments are essential to protect against discrimination and human rights abuses. A robust oversight mechanism and dedicated AI safety legislation would send a stronger signal of priority and ensure that AI harms do not fall between regulatory cracks.